Thanks, Don. 312-981-7200 is the phone number of the show, extension 720. We're on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Professor Al Genie joins us, our resident philosopher. His biggest, the question that he gets asked regularly, what is your favorite philosophy book of all time? And he usually says it's impossible to answer. But today, tonight, his inaugural voyage here on extension 720, he says he's got an answer. So we'll talk with Professor Al Genie, our resident philosopher, here on WGN Radio, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. At 9 o'clock, the stars of the movie Booksmart will be in studio, and we'll have that conversation coming up, as well as continuing our neighborhood tour. Tonight, we head to Lincoln Square. So that's all coming up tonight on Extension 720. Well, programming for the 35th annual Printers Row Lit Fest was announced today. Authors like Valerie Jarrett, Alex Kotlowitz, and playwright Eve Ensler will headline. The largest free outdoor literary showcase takes over the Printers Row neighborhood on the near south side every June. It's a tremendous achievement, bringing together booksellers and local and national authors for conversations under tents in the old Plymouth Court. Since 2002, the LitFest was produced by the Chicago Tribune. This year, the Trib is out. They're still hanging around as a sponsor. But the festival is back in the hands of the Near South Planning Board. And they brought back the LitFest, the book fair founder, Betty Cerf Hill, to run it. Cerf Hill and the Planning Board launched the Printers Row Book Fair back in 1985. The festival is a must-visit for any book lover. And it's not an accident that it takes place in Printers Row, an area that was once home to several independent printing presses in Chicago. Betty Cerf Hill is an artist. She used to have her own Cerf Hill Gallery in Westtown. She was given an Illinois Humanities Award back in 2012, and she joins me on the line now. Ms. Hill Cerf, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, but you've said it all. I don't have anything.
let me ask you the question, just what does it feel like to get back in to produce this festival again, this festival you started 35 years ago?
Well, if you had asked me, theoretically, I don't know what I would have said, but actually it's sort of fun. It's great to sort of be back with the book-loving world and, you know, getting these amazing... Right now, Chicago is in such a terrific renaissance of writers of all kinds, but we've been able to get a lot of good Chicago writers, but also we've expanded it to including lots of different things like writers' workshops, a lot of proactive stuff, mm-hmm. and we have some plays that will be, just like readings of plays that are going to be produced by Steppenwolf and going to be produced by other places, and a little snippet of The Music Man from Goodman, and the Kids Parade is new this year. Mm-hmm. We're inviting parents to let their children come to the fair dressed in their favorite costume, or maybe just an old magic wand that they have lying around, or a hat,
and I love it.
Form a parade and walk around Dearborn Street.
Well, Betty, take us back to 1985 when you first started this festival. What was the intent, and what were you trying to accomplish with a book festival in Printers Row?
Well, we had done a lot of different things. We had had Judy Chicago's The Dinner Party. We had had Sculpture Chicago to bring people to the Near South Side. And so my husband said, why don't you have, you know, like booksellers, like the Massen? And I said, because it's Chicago. But we could try it one weekend. So we invited booksellers, and of course they didn't want to come outside with their precious books, but we told them that we would cover the books up with a tarp if it rained. So we had no idea what we were doing, but it was, you know, people came, and it was fun, and we closed the streets off, and it was quiet. People were looking at books, and then we had a few authors read, and then decided to do it the next year, and pretty soon, it was an annual event that people counted on.
It's a really great festival. I'm down there every year with the family, and I really appreciate it. And but as it moved on, when did you recognize you had something, that it was more than just the booksellers and really hardcore book lovers that were attending the festival?
Oh, I think within the first few years, it quickly became such a multi-stage thing. You know, early in the morning, the booksellers would buy from each other. That was a whole book fair on their own before the public even came in. And it, you know, people, met each other and got married. Authors like, and then after about 5 years, we started the Harold Washington Literary Award. We thought we were making it classy. And does the name Milt Rosenberg mean anything?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you know that he was on our Harold Washington Literary Award Committee?
I did not, no.
For many, many years. He was a very vital member of that committee. He was the only member who actually fought for their author. The committee members were asked to suggest some authors. He didn't just suggest.
He fought for it. That's great.
He fought for it.
Well, I love the festival, and like I said, it's a big part, and it has grown over the years, but it is interesting to see how the near South Side and the South Loop, as it's changed as a neighborhood, has continued to do this festival. You think about the library, the Harold Washington Library that's there, but you also think about the independent printing presses that I mentioned. They, of course, played a role in just developing a literary community in the South Loop. Talk about that.
The reason that those buildings in Printers Row make good apartments is because they had big windows, and the reason they had big windows is so that engravers could use that light. So it really was a place where the printing not only started, but it was near the train station.
Right.
So the train would come in and take the printing away, distribute it all over the country.
As the neighborhood does change and it's less of sort of that central focus, I mean, there's so much going on down in the South Loop now. Does the Printers Row Lit Fest need the neighborhood, or can it be a different neighborhood's Lit Fest or somewhere else? Or is it always going to be a place that will be entrenched in Printers Row and in that South Loop area?
That's a very interesting question. A lot of the other big book fairs around the country are involved with universities. And for sure, the Near South Side doesn't need a thing like a book fair to bring people to it. But I don't know, some of us like the idea. It's a historic district on the National Register of Historic Places as a printing hub. And I think it's pretty special. And interestingly enough, I think most of the people, maybe not all, but most of the people who live in the neighborhood not only don't mind having their lives totally disrupted for a couple of days, they like it. They encourage it. So I would hate to see it leave that neighborhood. I can't think of any other place that would be quite the same.
Right. Betty Cerf Hill is my guest. She is running the Printers Row Lit Fest. The Chicago Tribune has just become a sponsor. They're no longer producing it. They handed it back to the Near South Planning Board. When you think about running a festival and to get back into it after these years, is it difficult? Is it challenging? Is it stressful? What does it take to put together a literary festival?
Well, luckily, a lot of the people who worked for the Tribune were available. So we have excellent counsel in Liz Taylor, who was part of the Tribune mm-hmm. for so many years and still is. But there's also Teresa Basso Gold, who did the programming. And we have other people who were involved with the Tribune. But then we also have old friends who date back from before the Tribune got it, who have been helpful, like New City. And It does take a lot of people and a lot of organization to do something that only lasts for 2 days. It's amazing. Because I think we get, 100,000 people there, so it's really a big event. And we're going to have 8 stages this year and bring it more back to the street. So we're going to have a new big tent that we'll have programs in and over 100 booksellers, and then all sorts of other events and things happening, yeah. Food and fun.
Betty, the industry, the publishing industry when it comes to marketing and authors being able to go on tour, it's shrinking. I mean, you mentioned Milt Rosenberg. Extension 720 of his day, this was the place that they would book authors to come to Chicago because of Milt, but there was just a really healthy ecosystem for authors. Not as much anymore. So how do you get authors and other people in the book publishing industry to continue to come to Chicago to be part of a LitFest when the budgets are getting tighter and tighter?
Well, I think we're lucky that this particular festival has a great reputation and they like to come here. And I think they want to be part of keeping this alive. The thought that it might go away, I think, made people not happy. But the whole industry is changing dramatically. And, of course, the independent bookstores have been decimated, as well as publishing houses. So it's very hard, but people still need to have books in their lives. I don't know the answers. No. I honestly don't know. I'm happy that people have been really generous and think that the book fair is important to support literacy and literature. So we've been lucky in this way.
Yeah. Betty, I also wonder just about the, as this festival, as you mentioned, there are more and more authors that are really prominent here in Chicago, independent authors, but also authors that are getting book deals and being national. This is much more of a literary scene than it ever has been. Why do you think that is? Is Chicago, as an artist, as someone who has been involved in the arts and humanities here, is Chicago a literary town, and will it continue to be for the foreseeable future?
I think it is. I think Chicago is a much more important arts town than we give it credit. The theater situation alone here gives writers a platform that you don't find in many other places. So, we have great institutions for people to study writing, and we have great literary tradition that I think is sort of, I don't know, maybe it's in that good Chicago water.
Betty Surfill is one of the members of the Near South Planning Board, and she, of course, is back at the helm of the Printers Row Lit Fest, which happens June 8th, in Plymouth Court in the South Loop area in Printers Row. It's a must visit for any Chicagoan or for love of literature, and it's just a great summer festival. Betty, can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hope to see everyone there, 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th. There we go. I love that festival. That's one of my favorites. We've been trying for a while to get Betty on the show. We wanted to get her on for the download, and then we moved to the morning, and it's great to have her on at night. Betty Surfill, an artist, and also in charge of the Lit Fest, and maybe it is something in the water. All those pills and, and goldfish and other pollutants that are put into water turns us into a great artistic and cultural town. That's how it usually works. Forget about the sixth and seventh toes and fingers. It also makes us very artistic, and that's good. It's Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us.